2. Masters of News and your phone calls coming up. But first, good old boys.
InfoWars, tomorrow's news today.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get 'em, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, they wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a true modern day Robin Hood.
Hello, boys and girls. I have a special message for you from the President of the United States.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
And we are, as a people, inherently and historically, opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Crime guide in our newsroom, and there has been an attempt, as perhaps you know now, on the life of President Kennedy.
The initial attack on the destroyer Maddox on August 2nd was repeated today.
Psychological warfare operations went into high gear.
In retaliation for this unprovoked attack on the high seas, our forces have struck the bases used by the North Vietnamese patrol craft.
It would allow the president to wage war in Vietnam.
Just run and scare.
Each plane. In 1976, flight 455, which took off from Venezuela bound for Cuba, suddenly exploded. All 73 passengers and 5 crew members aboard died after the plane crashed near Barbados.
William Colby has been missing since April 27. His canoe was found washed up on the banks of the Wicomico River April 28.
He's missing and presumed drowned after an apparent collision.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad.
I've always felt the 9 most terrifying words in the English language are, I'm from the government and I'm here to help.
All right, what is the Trilateral Commission?
It's an organization founded in 1973 by David Rockefeller.
What they're really up to is a scheme to plant their own loyal members in positions of power in this country, to work to erase national boundaries and create an international community, and in time, bring about a one-world government with David Rockefeller calling the shots.
I understand he was tapped for Skull and Bones.
Tapped for it? Sir, he founded Skull and Bones.
It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
We're taking a 1-minute break, and we're going to join a lot of radio stations. I'm going to give the number out and take your phone calls. This is a real attempt to turn America and the world around. This is a real attempt to stop World War III. This is a real attempt to save civilization for our children, because there's not just evil in the world, there's good as well. And so you've got to decide that that's happening and join it and promote it and support Trump and support us and spread the word, because that's what they fear is when you get a mission and you get committed and you take action. So tell everybody about the links at Real Alex Jones. Share the articles, share the videos, follow us at Real Alex Jones, and support us at drjonesnaturals.com with the great products. Support us at InfoWarsStore.com. Get things you need. It takes money to win a war. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. A big sale going on right now. Everybody needs nitric mousse. It cleans out your blood and flushes all this crap out. Everybody needs the nano silver toothpaste and products at drjonesnaturals.com. This is a war!
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
I've been down the Mississippi, down through New Orleans. Yes, I have. I've played in California. There ain't too much I haven't seen. No, there ain't. Lord, I'm a rambling man. Don't fool around with a rambling man. Left a girl in West Virginia, up there where that green grass grows. Yes, I did. Got a girl in Cincinnati waiting where the Ohio River flows. Oh, girl, I'm a rambling man.
The amazing Waylon Jennings bringing us in live to hour number two.
You'd better standing too close to the flame.
All right, I have a ton of vital news and information to cover, and I want to take several hours of your phone calls coming up here in a few minutes. I'll give out the toll-free number to join us on this live Friday, July 26th transmission. And you're welcome to call in on any subject or any topic. It's open lines. First-time callers, long-time callers, people that agree, disagree. But I hope callers call in some about the pre-programming. They're going to try to kill Trump and blame Iran. I mean, this is going down. Just like I said it would weeks before they started saying it, or days before, and now weeks later, Netanyahu saying it. And it makes me get a knot in the pit of my stomach, because it's going down. They're going to try it. So what do we do to stop it? And what do we do if they carry it out? Trump's making the right moves, though, getting the private security on top of things and not doing big outdoor events. You can shoot somebody a mile away or further if you know what you're doing. And I can tell you from folks very close to Trump, he's really informed and knows what's going on now. Now, before I go into all this and give out the toll-free number, I want to speak a few minutes about something that I've talked a lot about, but that we really haven't hit on enough. Perhaps I haven't made the point strong enough. I saw a piece put out called We Built This Country this morning that's 3 minutes long, and I meant to post it on X. Guys, go have Rob do post this on X. And the fella at the Dilly meme team did a great job with what he said, and I understand he was trying to be populist, so every fifth word is a cuss word. And I get mad sometimes and cuss too, so I'm not judging the person. It's just that it was very thought-provoking, and it's been said by Rush Limbaugh and myself and Alexander de Tocqueville 200-plus years ago, and George Washington 200-plus years ago, and Benjamin Franklin and Thomas Jefferson and Abraham Lincoln and pretty much everybody else. Paul Harvey. But he did a good job in 3 minutes put it together. I'd sent it to the crew to have it bleeped, but I guess that didn't happen. I get it. They're busy. Too much. I sent them too many clips. Probably sent them 50 clips today. But when we do get a bleeped version, I'm going to play it, because we're on radio stations. We have to have that. Plus, a lot of homeschoolers, people listen to the show, so we try to be as family as possible. We apologize when we're not, because we're teleprompter free. And I just sometimes tell it like it is a little too much. But it just really made me think about the truth of it. And it's not just the establishment. It's the general public that has become domesticated, myself included. And I talk a lot about that. But when you talk about the globalists and the top billionaire families and royalties, the greatest example of that with Prince Charles, they are completely disconnected from reality. And they're in their own world. Everything's done for them. And they want to make us dependent on them. And they want to make us as dysfunctional and unhappy and screwed up as they are. And they want to replace as many humans as they can with robots and automation and AI because they understand their parasites and definitely the bureaucracies that have grown up around all this wealth understand that. And they're absolutely, completely, and totally parasitic. So I'm told we'll have a bleep version of this in a few minutes because he basically says everything I would say minus the profanity that would make Red Fox blush. But it really is true. That's why I've been harping on Chuck Schumer, putting out the most perfect tweet to illustrate where he says, "We've lived generations in high-rises. I've never been in a backyard. And my wife's or my daughter's wife has a house, and we grilled for the first time, and he's got raw hamburger on the grill with a piece of cheese on it." And I know I harp on that, but this is the guy that runs the Senate. And he's so disconnected from reality, he doesn't know how to cook a hamburger, but he knows how to run the policy in your life. And the way he raised his family, he's extincting himself. He's a loser. But what they do know how to do is create narratives and enforce those and destabilize society so that we're all fighting with each other so these corrupt bureaucrats can do whatever they want. And there's a famous clip, I think it's on YouTube, it used to be, of George Herbert Walker Bush. The headline is, "Vice President Bush doesn't know what a scanner is." I probably played that in 10 years. See if you can find it. Vice President Bush doesn't know what a grocery store scanner is. And he's getting a tour of a grocery store. And he says, "What's that?" And they go, "Well, of course you know what that is. It had been around 20 plus years. It was in all stores, you know, 20 years before." And he doesn't know what it is. Now, again, imagine these people. So you're under massive inflation. Why do they care? They just print more money for themselves. But think how weak they are. The private central banks, literally run by the Rothschilds, a handful of families, less than 10, have unlimited money. They can create any amount of money they want, and they've created quadrillions, but they keep it all frozen so it's not out in the economy. But when they want to buy a movie studio or buy a company or buy a patent or pay people off, they can, except there are a lot of people that won't take the payoffs. So then they get censored, attacked, lawfared, indicted, put in prison, or assassinated. And that's where morals and that's where a moral compass comes in that you can't be bought. You can be fooled, and sometimes you are, but as you get older, you learn, you get smarter. So that's really what I'm trying to say to the establishment itself and to the general public. You are incompetent. And everything you do falls apart now. Because if you go back 3-4 generations ago with the globalist establishment, they were very competent and hardworking. Evil, but competent. You look at who is in charge and in control now, and they're completely disconnected from reality, and everything they do is failing, And you can easily extrapolate out these wars and the civil wars and the things they've got planned to try to keep control. And if you're smart and look at it, there's no way this keeps them in charge. They are their own biggest enemies, is what I'm saying. Let's go ahead and roll the clip of a George Herbert Walker Bush decades after grocery store scanners coming out, not knowing what it is. Again, he's not been to a grocery store in decades because he's an elitist. He doesn't do things like that.
Remember that famous campaign stop where Bush Sr. was discovering, if you will, the wonders of the supermarket scanner? He had never seen one before.
And I know that's a short clip. I saw you guys B-rolling a longer one in better quality. Can we pull that up, please? Because I saw you previewing a nicer, longer clip there. I'd like to see that one, please. Here it is.
He marveled at new technology that could read a shredded barcode.
Just like that.
The New York Times said he didn't know how an ordinary checkout counter worked.
Mm-hmm. The story stuck because it fed in with what was being argued by his opponents, both on the far right and on the Democrats, that Bush had lost touch with the American people.
Look at the spin in that video put by the Republicans. He marveled at new technology. That technology had been out for 20 years. It was ubiquitous for at least a decade before that. I mean, I remember being 2.5 years old at Target and asking my mom what that red light was. She says, that's a laser scanner. And so decades later, he doesn't know what that is. AP was there. Bush's bum rap on amazing barcode scanner. I'm surprised they don't have a fact check on Chuck E. Schumer not knowing how to cook a hamburger. So we got a lot of news to cover and you know a lot of angles and things. But this is what it comes down to. We're the producers. We're the builders. We're the people that actually run things. And these parasites don't just hate us and don't just want to poison us and depopulate us and replace us with robots and computers. They don't even think about the second, third, fourth, fifth order of this, releasing all this AI and how obviously it's going to make their system obsolete as well. They're just in a race to try to get the most advanced technology they can against the people, but they don't even have wide spectrum historical or current understanding of how things work. They just look at bottom line. We inject billions of people with a poison shot that slowly kills them. We'll roll out all these new drugs and things to treat the illnesses we've given them. And they don't even think about what's going to happen when you piss everybody off. Well, they've gotten away with it for so long, they think they're going to get away with it now. But if you look at history and you look at the global awakening, you look at the historians and the real futurists and experts that have been proven dead right with the fourth turning, the people know the globalists are behind this and their popularity is close to zero. And the more they do, the more angry and awake the public gets. And so their answer to that is to get more aggressive and try to suppress the people even more. The tighter you squeeze, the more resistance you create. So all I'm trying to say is, if you really study things, it's not even debatable that the establishment is their own worst enemy and our worst enemy and our cancer. And I just say to all the people serving the system, I mean, Democrats, Republicans are corrupt and bad, but we're replacing a lot of them. At least we have a populist beachhead, and even the globalists and the CIA admit, oh, my God, right-wing groups everywhere, populists don't care what we do to them, how we threaten them. They're destroying our New World Order plan. I mean, at least we're putting up a fight, and a lot of good things are happening. But imagine being a Democrat and knowing they called her border czar and hundreds, hell, thousands of times, thousands of articles every, probably 50,000. I mean, it was just articles every day for 3.5 years. Do you like being lied to like that? Like you're an idiot? Do you like her coming out and saying, oh, you know, I never gave money to groups to bail out rioters? Well, of course you did. It's on record. You promoted it on TV and on X. So I just don't understand the cult-like devotion of people until you realize the average leftist grew up in a high-rise apartment, was immediately put into brainwashing in college, brainwashed in public school, on the internet all the time, in their own little silos, their own bubbles, and they just feel like they're part of a family. They feel like they're part of the intelligentsia. They're part of the smart people, and all the rest of us are these dumb idiots. But I would take a truck driver who's been driving a truck 10 years. They could be brown, white, black, doesn't matter. And I would hire them to be a manager or run things for me forever, before I would hire a leftist. All leftists do is stir up infighting. They do no work except lying. And what they are is dumb, ignorant, weak babies. They have no connection to reality. I used an example yesterday that Vice got caught doing and others have done, where there'll be a cartel shooting in Mexico and they'll go stick full cartridges, unspent rounds, with the cartridge and the bullet and all of it in holes and say, look, there's bullets sticking through holes. I mean, they don't even understand that that's a projectile fired out of the shell casing down the barrel. I mean, they are, you cannot underestimate how disconnected and domesticated they are, and all they're experts on is lying and making people feel guilty and manipulating those of us that have morals, using our conscience with their false operations. And again, fact check, Bush knew what the scanner was. Fact check, Chuckie Schumer just took a photo with raw meat on the grill. He knows how to cook a hamburger. Fact check. No, Vice didn't do that. Fact check, Kamala Harris wasn't the border czar. Fact check, she didn't bail out looters. So we're going to give the toll-free number out to talk about all these big issues and more and where this is going as a society and a civilization. But by the very nature of this entertainment-laden, drugged-up population, not just here but around the world now, we have to be honest and say the industrial world has a lot of conveniences and a lot of neat things about it, but in general, it destroys anything it touches. And we have to ask, can civilization even be saved? Can society be turned around? Well, we have to, or our children have no future. But is it that why the left doesn't even have children? Because they've given up on the future. They've projected that idea onto us, but we have a really good chance of turning this around or surviving what's coming. Can civilization be turned around? Can we turn this around? Can it be survived? Could it be turned around? That's another big question I'll pose to callers if you'd like to comment on it. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539. 877-789-ALEX. 877-789-2539. Some people can't call toll-free numbers for whatever weird reason on their phone system, so we have 512-646-1776, 512-646-1776, and we'll go to break here in about 6 minutes, and we will come back, and we will take your phone calls, and then I'll intersperse all of this news that I have not gotten into yet. Whistleblower, Secret Service agent stationed on the rooftop where Trump assassination opened fire at abandoned post. Of course he did. Poll finds 30% of Democrats wish Trump had been killed, but they also say it's fake. And that ties into this other Secret Service news. Whistleblower, local police offered Secret Service drones ahead of deadly Trump rally. Secret Service declined. Yeah, every point. They did a perfect job standing down. Perfect job while he paraded around for 26 minutes on top of the roof. And then first when we come back, I've seen the photos and the videos of the different Joe Biden. And we'll pull up some of the side-by-side photos of just Biden the last few years, his face, and the weird chin that looks like it's rubber. Now it moves around. Like, pull up Biden's weird rubber chin where he's on Air Force One. And I mean, it's like, I don't like to go with these conspiracy theories that, the Beatles or, the John Lennon's still alive or Elvis is still alive or, that I'm Bill Hicks. I mean, there's definitely schizophrenics online that think all that, okay? But with this And that body double, in fact, I forgot to tell the crew, about a year ago, a body double got caught sneaking out the back of the White House to get in a car, and it was that guy. And I forgot to find the clip or send it to you. Type body double caught leaving White House. And it's literally that guy, that face, that fake smile. He's taller than Biden. And presidents have had body doubles for over 100 years. Saddam Hussein had a bunch. So pull all that up, guys. Saddam Hussein's body doubles, too. So I'm kind of planning stuff here on air. I'm kind of producing on air. Like, I want this, I want that. But the new Joe Biden is at least 8 inches, 6.5 to 8 inches taller than he was. We have side-by-sides with him and Jill. And then you've got this other weird one. But there are at least 5 Joe Bidens I've been seeing. And look, eyes don't lie. That's how you can walk into a furniture store and look 60 feet away and see a bowl of what's supposedly fruit. And you can look at it at a distance and tell that's plastic. Even though it looks almost perfect, there's still something about it. Well, this wouldn't even pass as plastic fruit. I mean, this is absolutely crazy. And I posted that, but they've got videos, too, blowing it up. You know what? I'm going to give the crew time to get Saddam's body doubles, some of the other body doubles ready, to get all this blown up, because I'm going to cover this at the start of the next hour. It'll take like 5 minutes. And then we'll continue with calls. But I really want to tee this up properly, and I really want to cover this coming up, because this new video, plus I've got to find the clip. We didn't even play it at the time. I was like, this is too weird. But they confirmed the guy came out of the White House, and it was, he's like walking out at night, and they're going, hey, Joe Biden. He's like, ha, yeah, this is it. They found it. And it's that guy. Yeah, the body language, the you know. So, and again, they're telling you she was never the border czar. They're telling you that Kamala never gave money to the rioters. You know, they just lie about everything. So, of course, they're doing this. My question is Joe Biden even still alive? I don't know. And that's the problem with a tyranny like this. Guys, cue up Pompeo, too, when I do this. CIA director says the CIA teaches you how to lie. So we'll have all that ready, start of the next hour. I'll come back, take phone calls. We're going to break in about a minute. I'm going to say it again because we're running on empty, plus the great products you need. Are you not informed? Are we not fearless? Are we not having huge effect? Plus the great products, just go to drjonesnaturals.com. Get the next level functional energy, the nano silver products, by the way, they're selling out. The whole food multivitamin is the best you're going to find out there. The great Kava Chill that doesn't make you feel sedated, but makes you relaxed. So many great products at drjonesnaturals.com. drjonesnaturals.com. I want to thank those that have gone there. I want to encourage others. What are you thinking? We need support. I'm asking you, get off the fence, go there, support us, plus their great products, drjonesnaturals.com. And there's separately a big sale going at infowarstore.com, and we might get shut down in the next few months. They already tried it, and you know, if they're unable to do this maneuver, in about 2-3 months, we'll be closing our doors, and I'll have to, you know, we'll have a new setup. I'll work with somebody else. We'll be back on air very, very quickly. This could be your last chance to get X2, X3, Nitric Boost, you name it. The new T-shirt that now just got in and is going to be shipping out. The Trump bulletproof with that image of him up there putting his fist up. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com and support the broadcast. It's very, very important that we be in a good position. All right, we'll be right back. Stay with us.
So number one, you've got central banks now starting to buy it by the tons, right? It's a lot. You've now got Chinese citizens being encouraged to not just buy gold, but buy silver. Because China and Russia want to destroy the Western banks. And the Western banks, JP Morgan Chase and HSBC, have the largest number of naked short positions on the planet. On the planet. I think between the two of them, they have over 900 million ounces of silver in short position. Well, only 1.2 billion ounces of silver is mined every year globally. So they've got almost the entire annual production in a short position. That means when the price goes up, These banks lose money hand over fist in multiples. China knows this, which is why they're encouraging all of their citizens now to buy not just gold, but buy silver, because that creates more demand. Every time silver goes up in price, the Western banks lose money in multiples because they're on the wrong side of the transaction. They want to do it to destroy the West, and they want to do it to make a financial gain. Both of those, in their minds, are legitimate enough reasons to do something, right? But let's look at silver, because that's what we're allocated into right now, because the ratio between gold and silver points towards silver. It's outperforming. Where were we just 4 years ago? 1191. But now since then, we've gone from 1191 to almost 30 in the last 4 years. See, the trend is accelerating because the geopolitical dynamics are causing its growth. It's not just a flight for safety. It's not just a way to preserve and protect your freedoms and get out of these unified ledgers and these social credit scoring systems and this digital money. You're getting something tangible that actually doesn't just grow. It's growing tremendously. It's up like 40% in 4 months. That's amazing. But you also have something that can maintain your freedoms, Alex. That's the tangible intangible, which is, as our freedoms erode.
Oh, no, I can't believe we have millions of viewers right now, and maybe 500 people call you. It's a sponsor. I only promote what I think is great. So I sell water filtration systems that have the highest rating for like half the price on average, and I sell high-quality supplements. I just sell stuff that I think is great. Everybody should call you and get into silver and gold right now. There's nothing performing as good as it. I mean, it's like it's on record. It's the best investment, but the stockbrokers won't tell you that. The globalist argument is, oh, the world's in turmoil and everything's collapsing. We got to be strong, and America's got to threaten Russia and China to keep us as the dollar. But they're the ones that undermine the currency. They're the ones that brought us into this situation. And so that's why this is so incredibly dangerous. They just tried to kill Trump just, 10, 11 days ago. They are going for broke. I wish we weren't in this position, but we are. But by admitting where we are, we have a real chance of waking up, like Congress saying, we know you tried to kill Trump. Buying silver is the smartest bet there is. You'd have bought silver a year ago, up 20, 30%. That's what you want. And silver is the big mover in this economy. So go now to kepm.com/gold or 720-605-3000. We'll explain it all to you. Most of the gold and silver companies are charging you huge 30, 40, 50% premiums. And most of the conservative talk show hosts are doing it too. And I talked to them in person. I say, you need Kirk Elliott.
What does Goldman Sachs think gold is going to do before the end of the year? $2,700 an ounce.
And I'm sitting here saying, it funds us, it keeps us on air, and it's the best investment, hands down, in an imperfect world. I mean,
this is, to me, is one of the most important things to protect your financial future ever.
Go now to kepm.com/gold.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I don't like to be the person that comes up here on air and says the deep state, one of their main scenarios, is to kill Trump, blame Iran, blow up Iran. Iran will then trigger its real sleeper cells in the country. It'll make 9/11 look like a cakewalk. And then it just goes into full war from there, power outages, probably full nuclear war. And I'm just, I know that's where we're going. I know that's a fact. I'm not exaggerating. I'm not being a fear porn dealer. People know I've got a very good average, 98%. And, you know, I know God's real, but I do love my children. And the little ones especially, you know, like I got a seven-year-old. Or at least she's seven now, my baby. And she's so sweet. And she's so innocent. She deserves to be protected. My older daughter, oldest daughter, who's 20, is a lead camp counselor at the camp that she's at right now. And she just called me. They only get their phones like an hour a day, the camp counselors, but she FaceTimed me, and I got some screenshots of my seven-year-old daughter that I took while I was talking to her. And she's just so innocent and so good. And these people want to destroy her future and want to confuse her and tell her she's a boy. You know, that goes on with all the kids everywhere. And I think about what they did to Elon Musk's son. And it's just like, where are the men? Where are the women protecting our children? I mean, she's such a sweetheart. Absolute sweetheart. And she faces nuclear war because of these monsters. And I'm supposed to just sit here and be all calm about it. Like it's no big deal. Let me show you a good screenshot of her. Here's a screenshot of her. She's putting her head up against my oldest daughter, Charlotte. Look at this photo. Screenshot. I mean, look at that little sweetheart. So good. And innocent. And just wants to have a future. Look at those eyes. And she faces nuclear war because of these psychotics. Sweet Charlotte is my oldest daughter. And they don't have a care in the world. I mean, my older daughter, she knows what's going on in the world. So is my 16-year-old. They're all sweethearts. But still, it's up to the men in this country to be aware of how dangerous the situation is and to do something about it. And the question is, what do we do? Because the deep state's got it set up where we physically go after the bad guys, which they certainly deserve historically, politically, to the Declaration of Independence. But they got that set up to spin it, and they'll stage a bunch of horrible stuff in our name if we even went after the really bad guys. They would then stage a bunch of horrible stuff and say we did it, so we can't make that move. Don't be violent. Don't be offensive. We have to, in the information war, savage them and destroy them with the truth. And again, the good news is, as negative as this all is, I'm seeing strong signals from Congress, talk show hosts, everybody else, where people are really getting it really, really fast. And if people understand how the New World Order operates and withdraw your support and let them know no matter what they pull, we don't buy it, just like them trying to say Trump didn't get shot, he fell down, there were some firecrackers, and then that one, and then the FBI director said, well, maybe he wasn't shot, nobody bought that. They tried to say Iran's going to kill him, nobody's buying that. Don't listen to a damn thing these people say. I mean, you should listen to them because whatever they say, it's the opposite or something close to that. In fact, I want to play a couple of these clips. Here's a clip of Ben Carson on Tucker yesterday. And Carson's always great and really smart, but very calm. But man, I watched a large part of the interview and I've watched some clips. He's really good when he gets to go long form. And one clip, he explains the intentionality. The evidence leans towards them trying to kill Trump, not just extreme criminal negligence. And then he also gets into global government and the educational system, what they've done to the children. Let's play both these clips back to back, and then I'll go to your phone calls.
They call it the swamp, but Kenny and I call it the cesspool, because a swamp at least has some good things in it.
Yeah, it does. It's true.
It's pretty bad, and it's going to require a lot of work to get us back to a point of trustworthiness in the government. And I think that's the reason that the swamp or the cesspool is so frightened of Donald Trump, because he's not a creature that was born there, that was raised there, that accepts and understands their ways. And you can't have a disruptor like that to come into your home and to disrupt it. And that's what they're afraid of. And that's why they will do anything to keep him out of the White House.
Well, including shooting him.
Including shooting him.
What do you make of that? I mean, you're in the cabinet. You had Secret Service protection. You've been around this a lot. How could that have happened?
Well, it would require the grossest incompetence and negligence that anyone can imagine, or some intentionality. It's hard to explain it any other way. we have to recognize that we're being manipulated. And this goes back a long way. There have always been people who have not been happy with the United States and with the way that we do things. And you can go all the way back to 1963 and look at the congressional record, January the 10th, 1963. Congressman Herlong of Florida read into the record the 45 goals of communism in America and how they plan to fundamentally change our society. It was derived from a book called The Naked Communist by W. Cleon Skousen, who was a CIA agent and had done a lot of study on communism and its effect. And you look at those 45 goals, it was things like gaining control of the public school system and the teacher unions so that you could indoctrinate the kids, gaining control of the news media and Hollywood so that you could manipulate the opinions of people, denigrating the role of the family, denigrating the role of the church, getting into the churches and changing the real gospel to the social gospel, making sexual perversion normal, natural, and healthy. I mean, just right down the line, all the things. And they're the things that are happening in our society right now. And we, the American people, are the pawns who are being manipulated. And it's one of the reasons that Khrushchev was so confident when he talked to Eisenhower and said that your grandchildren's children will live under our system. We won't have to fight a war because we think we won the Cold War. But they had a much better plan on how to actually change us. And we're falling for it. And we, the American people, have got to wake up before it's too late. And we've got to understand that part of the goal to overcome us is to divide us on the basis of race, age, income, gender, political affiliation, religion.
Yeah.
Because a house divided against itself cannot stand. Jesus said it. Abraham Lincoln reiterated it. And it's absolutely true. And you look and you see what's happening to our society. You know, we are neighbors and friends and co-workers and colleagues. We are not enemies. And look at the first letter of each of those words. We are not enemies. W-A-N-E, Wayne. We've allowed hatred and division to wax for a long time. Now it's time to let it wane and come together once again. It's okay to disagree about things. It doesn't make someone your enemy. Just because they have a different yard sign or a different opinion, it doesn't change the fact that that's your neighbor. And you think about the early days in our country when you had communities, sometimes of 50 or 100 families. They came from different areas of the world. In many cases, they could barely talk to each other because they spoke different languages. But they understood a concept called the common good. That's language that you see in much of the writings of our founders, the common good, what's good for all of us, not what's good for the Polish section or the German section or the African section, but what's good for everybody. And that was one of the things that made the difference. You know, if it was harvest time and Mr. Johnson broke his leg, everybody else harvested his crops. They didn't say, are you a Democrat or a Republican? What's your religion? No, they said, you're my neighbor and you need help. That was one of the real strengths of our nation. And we're allowing that to be destroyed. We're being manipulated. And one of the reasons I believe that that's happening is because we are the major obstacle to one world government and one world domination. But we cannot be overcome militarily. So you have to overcome us by destroying us from within.
I like J.D. Vance, but whew, he'd have made a good vice president. Like, he's the opposite in his delivery than mine, but he knows what he's talking about. Like, phew. So, notice what Carson just said, because, you know, he grew up poor and he grew up in an agricultural area and, you know, all the rest of it. The first time I ever heard the N-word was when I was like a teenager on a trip to New York. I'm not putting down New York or anything, but people think of the South. People run around saying the N-word everywhere. In my family, that was a trashy thing that low-class people did. And I just knew that's what low-class people did. And in East Texas, where my dad's from, there was rich white people, poor white people, well-to-do black people, poor black people, but everybody was just knew each other and worked together and got along and helped each other. And I never heard anything about bad about the black people. except as I got older and traveled to some of the towns and learned, there was kind of like gangs of kind of KKK type folks that just didn't like anybody. Even if you were from around there, they didn't like you because you weren't in their club. And most people just laughed at them. But it did exist. It was there, but didn't have any power. And so you got people that live up in New York City. They actually think, again, this is like Chuckie Schumer can't cook a hamburger. They think, like, they laugh. It's a big joke in, like, New York and New Jersey and Illinois and places. I hear people, you know, oh, you're from Texas. You ride horses to work. Stuff like that. Yeah, we also got NASA and everything else. But there's an extrapolation of that where they go further and they go, there's great people, by the way, up on the Northeast. Great people. I'm not saying they're all like that. I'm saying liberals particularly. They're like, oh, yeah, black people, you down there eating fried chicken with them? And I'm like, yeah, they're going to fight me over it. Like, see, because Southerners at the end of the Civil War didn't move to the North and bring their food. But the black people did. And so Northerners thought chicken fried steak and collard greens and black eyed peas and mashed potatoes and gravy was a black thing. It's a Southern thing. But you hear the left always make jokes like, Bill Clinton's in trouble. He was in Atlanta, and he had and I don't like Bill Clinton, but it was like 8 years ago. He goes, Bill Clinton at his meeting with black leaders served fried chicken and sweet potatoes. Well, Bill Clinton's from Arkansas. That's what you eat in the South. He didn't serve it to them because they were black. It's what he wanted to eat. It's so crazy that the Northerners that are rich don't know how to cook a hamburger because they're so domesticated, and then they think chicken fried chicken is a black thing. Have you ever ate fried chicken? You eat it, it's going to be your thing. But I'm just saying, the left are like space aliens, people. I mean, they are. I know I've already been harping on it, but they are so weird. They are so crazy. And I went on that riff with Carson explaining how it works in the country. When somebody needs help, you give them help no matter what their political affiliation is. That's a side issue. And we've got to get back to that. And they're getting me hungry now. Collard greens, cheese grits, black-eyed peas. Oh, my stomach is now growling. Oh, it looks so good. Mm. Yeah, that's the famous thing where Bill Clinton got in trouble. Serving black people fried chicken. But imagine, nothing against people in California and up north. They think that's like really weird. Like, that's black food. Why would you give the people their black food? Actually, if it was just black food, wouldn't that be nice to actually give? I can't believe I'm defending Bill Clinton. Actually give them what they like. But Bill Clinton didn't even think about it because that's what he grew up eating in Little Rock and Hot Springs. I can't handle it anymore. I really can't. I mean, this is insane. Now I want collard greens. Will you guys go to Hoover's? And seriously, that is a soul food place. So actually, you know. But it's the same thing as Southern cooking. It's the same damn thing. All right, I've just spent time on Southern cooking, and now my stomach is growling. But seriously, I challenge anybody in the North, come to Austin, go to a place that's known for good chicken fried steak, and get a chicken fried steak, and tell me you're not hooked. Just tell me you're not. Because the only thing better than a fried piece of chicken is a fried piece of red meat. Or now I'm actually drooling. Of course, fried pork chops are pretty damn good too. But now I'm a beef guy. And again, you don't take a regular steak and fry it, folks. They take a piece of hammered steak, thin steak. It's kind of like a schnitzel. Like the Germans have pork schnitzel and chicken schnitzel mainly. Okay, now I'm really starting to get hungry. I'm going to stop now. Now the show has turned into a food program. It would be much more happy show. Let's have a cooking show. And I will cook you chicken fried steak, collard greens, mashed potatoes, and sweet potatoes. I guess in the North you call them yams. But anyways, I will say this, though. I've gone in soul kitchens in like New York and places thinking, oh, I want to eat some Southern food, and it's not as good. Now, the black Southern cooking places in Texas are the best you're going to get. But the black people up north, the places I've gone, I've been to a lot of them, that they must have just picked up the menu and thought it was cool because they ain't cooking it. And then you get into chitlins. And I'm not really a fan of it, but when I was a kid, I ate some of them. I've eaten pickled pig's feet. Yes, I have. And then it's not that good. All right, so not everything down here in the South is good. I'm just saying. Okay. Now that we're into redneck land, play the one-minute promo on the good old boys. I need to reset my brain. I'm going to write your calls, and I apologize. All this World War III talk's got me, like, thinking about fishing and hunting and frying chickens. Here it is.
Just a good old boy, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. That's just a little bit more than the law will allow. Just a good old boy, they wouldn't change if they could. Fighting the system like a two modern day Robin Hood.
Ton of really hardcore news to hit, but I'm going to take your calls right through to the end of the next hour. Hell, I'll probably take some of the guest host fourth hour. We're going to get to all of you. I really appreciate Jason and Nick and William and Randy and Jake and Mark and Emmerich and Bruce and Sean and Austin and Jeff and everybody holding. We're talking about all these huge issues. Who ordered the assassination? That is the big question. Jason in New Mexico, thanks for calling.
Thank you for taking my call. I would like to believe that we're under the continuity of government. And the reason I say that is because right before the Trump assassination, they had the 75th NATO anniversary summit. And I believe that that's where the call came down to assassinate him. And you could look at all the other attempts of other leaders around the world. Let's not forget that Abe from Japan was assassinated a few years ago as well. And Cheeto said something while she was being interrogated, and she mentioned that she had to, they gave these orders so that they can maintain their continuity of government. And us being under COG is the reason why I think that, you know, the left is going crazy saying that we're MAGA domestic terrorists, and we all know that J6 was unconstitutionally conducted. But one more point that I want to highlight is, remember when after Russia went over into Ukraine, they sent a bunch of Ukrainians over here, and some of them were military-aged men. We know that they have the Azov Youth and the Azov Battalion. Well, I wonder if Crooks, since he has no real history, could have been part of that importation of the Ukrainians.
Wow, we need to give you a show. I should have gone to the antecedent of this, the root of it, and that is the COG. That's how the globalists claim they legally have power, continuity of government. That's what they're talking about. She did talk about that. And absolutely, we've warned they could use Azov Battalion recruits to kill Trump. You are dead on with that. And he, by the way, his post on Gabber confirmed the FBI subpoenaed it. He was supporting Ukraine and supporting all this stuff. That's a great point.
We have a lot of no names and no faces in this country. It's even like when Obama imported a bunch of Iranians, you know, when he was in office, people forget about that. But I wonder, what are we going to do as Americans, seeing that we can see that they're saying, hey, Kamala Harris was never labeled the borders are. It's like, no, we know that. We have you liars on tape. So what are we going to do to not just expose them, but criminally charge some of these people? Because at this point, it definitely is RICO. You're using the media to spin the truth of forget a narrative. You have taken over the country, and it's kind of like your case, Mr. Jones. All of that was illegal. But under continuity of government, there is no constitution.
Hey, 6 weeks ago, and it later came out in court, the CRO and the U.S. Trustee of the Justice Department were ordered to shut us down and admitted it outside of law, and the federal judge blocked them. But imagine exactly how, and that's why I knew they were going for Trump then. It wasn't about me. They wanted us off air ahead of this. Crazy.
Exactly. And that's pretty much all I have. And God bless you. God bless the crew. And I'm continuously praying for you all and all the listeners. Let's just come together and not be divided, because it's the old age answers of war, divide and conquer. So we have to say, who's trying to conquer us? I would like to say it's NATO. And even think about the election, 2020 election. Milley's a NATO general. Think about the abysmal pullout of Afghanistan. Well, we was over there supporting NATO. And then look at what they want to do. You want to make Ukraine part of NATO, knowing that that's Putin's red line? I'm tired of being their pawns. Once again, thank you and God bless you all.
God bless you. Great point.
1776 worldwide.
Absolutely. 1776 worldwide. Exactly. I remember 6 years ago, they had a Wall Street Journal article about how it was about to get censored and how it was a test case. They admitted it. They said the meeting to do it was at NATO in Germany. They said Frankfurt. And again, you're like, well, does NATO run it? No, our government moves it to an international spy agency without congressional oversight to commit their crimes. So the U.S. government, the criminals in it, moved over there and is now using that to attack us, just like they used Crossfire Hurricane on Trump. Smart callers. That's why I got to shut up and take them. Let's do one more before we go to break. William in Arkansas, you're on the air. Turning America around. Go ahead.
You mentioned it. Selfless Self-Sacrifice. There's a great movie, two of them. One, For Whom the Bell Tolls. It's a Ernest Hemingway poem. I won't quote it, but I can. The other one is To End All Wars. It's a Kiefer Sutherland movie. Another great movie about selfless self-sacrifice. But any nation that has ever been built comes from that. Any parent that goes to work every day for, you know, minimal subsistence living knows about sacrifice. The gentleman before me was excellent. There are so many truths out there that are worth standing and fighting for, but where are we? Are we just going to watch and look? And I don't mean fight with violence. That's the last thing you want to do. Our forefathers knew that prudent men, you know, took a few abuses, but we're getting to that point where the abuses and the lies are so blatant. One other thing I want to say about...
Hold on. I'm not going to hang up on you. Let me go to break. I'll come back to you in 2 minutes. I want you to finish and take your time. I would be a liar if I didn't say we're already in the house of war. They've done plenty for us to get violent. The problem is they're so sophisticated, they'll spin it, and we're winning politically. We don't want to do it. But they already tried to kill Trump because they're desperate. They've gone to violence. They want to go to violence. But what you're saying is true, and I'll come back to you. They're probably going to push us into it. So once we're in it, like, you're not looking for a fight, but somebody punches you in the nose. All right, well, you wanted a fight, you got one. So, yeah, it's... And that's been hard for me to be shifting from trying to stop this to now spending part of my time thinking just about my defense. And the best defense is an offense. We'll be right back. Please pray for InfoWars. Please pray for the crew. And I'm so thankful to the crew. They're doing such a great job. I'm so thankful to Owen and to Chase and to all the rest of the crew and Rob Duver here with me right now. We were one family together. Black, white, old, young, you name it, in the fight for liberty against the New World Order. Thank you so much for your past support. I humbly ask for your support now. You can go to InfoWarsStore.com, where the big Save InfoWars sale is going, with X2 and X3 and DNA Force Plus, Nitric Boost, all these other incredible game-changing products. Also, the great line, a dozen products under InfoWars MD, private labeled from a top manufacturer in the country. They said, hey, we'll let you have our whole line, and then we'll ship it for you. We'll do it all. It's all drop ship. All our products are selling out. We're out of money completely. But because of InfoWars MD, they have basically unlimited for us, so that now when you buy InfoWars MD, you're getting great, excellent, amazing products that are across the board for your supplement needs, and they then keep us on the air. InfoWars MD.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.